Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Laurie Wyman and starring Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. In the services, there's only one thing worse than actually being in the muck, and that's being poised above it with the certain knowledge that you're going to be dropped in it shortly. Lieutenant Commander Murray and Sub-Lieutenant Phillips are in that uncomfortably elevated position at the moment as they approach Captain Povey's office.
Hello, Heather. Are we too early?
We hope.
My word, you are looking pretty this morning. Don't you agree, sir? Roses in the cheeks, trim figure, and all that.
Rather. Particularly the all there.
Oh, absolutely. I noticed that for myself.
Lovely speaking voice.
Yes, an asset to any office.
Of course. No typewriter should be without one.
Mixes with the hoity-toity and the hoi polloi.
Men's heads turn when she enters a room.
Knows the difference between butter and marge.
Immediately.
All right, let's hear it. What do you want?
Oh. Well, if you want to put it that way, Heather, what does Captain Povey and some lump of top brass want to see us about?
I've no idea.
Oh, go on. You can tell us. We're your friends. We could be a lot more friendly.
That I do know. What you're here for, I don't know. You'll just have to wait until Captain Povey gets here.
Oh, come on, Heather. You must have some idea what this is all about.
Like, how much of it is there?
Coming from what height?
And what time does it land on us?
Captain Povey should be back in a few minutes. He's just gone to collect Vice Admiral Buttonshaw from the London train.
Vice Admiral? Does he want to see us as well?
Oh, so I gather. Worrying, isn't it?
Of course not. I'm merely in an utter blind panic.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Mr. Phillips. It's probably nothing at all. Just some routine matter that's hardly worth bothering about. I expect it'll be a complete waste of time. In fact, the more I think of it, the more certain I am. So you wait here and find out what it's all about, and I'll get back to the ship.
Oh, no, you don't.
In, yes, sir. My office is through... good day, gentlemen. Ranchesan. This is Vice Admiral Buttonshaw.
Oh, how do you do, do. carry on, no. No need to stand on ceremony, nee.
This is my office, sir. In here, the lot of you. Use my desk, sir.
Oh, thank you, Captain. Very good of you. Good gracious. Whatever is that?
That is a holiday snap of my dear wife, Ramona, sir.
Oh, I see. I take it she doesn't photograph too well. Now then.
Oh, it's good of the deck chair.
No, shut up.
But I've never noticed it before. Captain Povey, sir, was that her bucket and spade or yours?
Shut up. Thank you, Commander. Now, Vice Admiral, could we know the purpose of your visit, sir?
Certainly.
I think Captain Povey meant now, sir.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, horse. Now, I take it that you all know where Forbolia is.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Splendid, and I didn't bother to tell you. we've had a signal from our British embassy out there, and do you mind if I turn that photograph round? I'm terribly sorry, but it's putting me off.
No. Please do, sir.
You're most kind. Damn thing is hypnotic. Now, what the hell was I talking about?
You've had a signal from the British Embassy in Forbolia, sir.
Have I? Where is it? Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Horse. Yes, it's their naval attaché, you see. He's due for a month's home leave, so we've got to send out a temporary replacement.
agent.
Oh, I see, sir. Who are you sending, sir?
You.
That's the... What?
Because I knew you would be pleased. Easy. Make a change from routine and all that.
He sounds just like a door knocker.
I shan't tell you again. Shut up. How long has the usual naval attaché been there, sir?
Oh, a fortnight. But he's not feeling so good, you see.
Oh, what a shame. What's he suffering from?
A shell shock. Now, don't panic, Nick. Now, the revolution is over. Well, at least for the time being.
Now, Mr. Phillips, when I got up this morning, I had a feeling it was going to be a good day.
Now, isn't that odd? So did I.
Me too.
Tell you what, Povey. Just to help you out, you can take this secretary of yours with you.
But in my case, I was hopelessly wrong.
Very well, sir. Oh, there is one other thing, sir.
Yes.
About my dear wife, Ramona.
Yes.
Now, she's never been abroad. I wonder if it would be possible for her...
Not a chance, Povey. Ramona, no.
Thank you, sir. I'm terribly grateful. Yes. Now, remember, all of you... When I tell Ramona and she blows her top, you were witnesses. I did ask.
Now then, with the wind in the willows, and a line for 80 and including 10 minutes under a moderate grill at regular 5 on even dates, I'd say we need just a pinch of the old left hand down a bit.
Pinch of the old left hand down a bit to taste it is, sir. Yeah. And I'm upset, sir.
Oh, dear. Now what's the matter?
It's flying in the mush of fate, sir. Mark my words, sir, no good will come of it. Turn back, sir. Turn back. Turn back, sir, before it's too late. Think of all the innocent Matlows below, sir. Think of them, sir. What harm have they ever done you? What harm, just honest, well-scrubbed little faces who heard the calls? The cream of Britain's youth who rallied to the flag in her hour of need, never thinking that fate would be so unkind as to ignore superstition and send them willy-nilly to a disastrous dampness, to a dodgy doodad and all. Never in the field of human cornflakes. Never is so much, you know.
All right. What's this all about?
Having a woman aboard, sir. It's bad luck, sir. That's what it. We haven't got an ice cream chance in a curry factory.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Chief. Wren Chasen has been aboard dozens of times.
Not a trip as long as this she hasn't, sir. No, she's not. It's caught in disaster, sir. No good never come of having ladies of the opposite sex on board.
Now, that's absolute nonsense, Chief. What about Lord Nelson and Lady Hamilton?
He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
Stop it, you two. I've never heard so much rubbish.
You care to risk it, sir? Go ahead. But you'll pardon us if we trot about in our life jackets. Round about, round the sea boats, won't you, sir?
Of course, there are certain advantages in having a woman aboard.
Yes. I've had a complaint about that, Mr. Phillips.
A pure accident, sir. I just forgot that she'd been allocated my cabin. I just went there automatically to get a book.
15 times.
I'm a quick reader.
Her.
What do you mean, her? I have heard that a certain Lieutenant Commander also visited her cabin.
Oh, well, I wanted a word with you, and I'd forgotten that she was in it instead of you.
At midnight?
At midnight. What's so special about midnight? I'm entitled to forget who's in which cabinet any time I like.
Huh. What did I tell you? It's starting. We're going to be the Mary Celestial all over again.
Oh, shut up. Bridge?
Starboard lookout, dear sir. Lead in Seaman Goldstein, chat him. Anyone steering the ship at all?
What?
Oh, I just thought you might all be down in what used to be Mr. Phillips's cabin. By accident. Again.
Now, look here, Goldstein.
Oh, I was looking all right, sir. Particularly through the porthole of Mr. Phillips's cabin when I was on watch around midnight last night. That's a hefty wallop, doesn't she, sir?
It was, a terrible mistake, Goldstein.
Ah, it was on your part, I'll grant you, sir. Pity she's not Welsh and can't play rugby. We could use her.
Goldstein!
Incidentally, sir, if that nighty she was wearing was regulation issue, I reckon their lordships at Admiralty have cut naval estimates too far.
Yes, you could be. Goldstein, what is it you want?
Oh, nothing really. Just thought that whilst you were chatting amongst yourselves, you may not have noticed that we're approaching a sandbank.
Well, no, as a matter of fact... Well, what?
See, I thought that'd get you going. Oh, whilst you're about it, you might tell Mr. Phillips that he didn't go to his cabin by accident 15 times. It was 16. I counted the number of times the light went on and the sounds of the bop over the bonce with the hot water bottle.
Mr. Phillips, quick! Sandbag ahead.
What? Where? Move it.
Move it?
No. No. Stop engine.
Stop engine, sir.
No.
No, sir.
I start engine.
Start engine, sir.
No.
No, sir.
No, full ahead both.
Full ahead both, it is, sir.
No.
No.
No, wrong again. Full astarn both.
Full astarn both, sir.
No. No, that won't do.
That won't do.
No, we're going backwards.
Oh, God, blimey.
Slow ahead, forwards in reverse.
Slow ahead, forwards, hey?
Whatever was that?
That was our engine, sir, and was is the operative word. You've broken our elastic.
After that noise, I may have broken my own. Whatever has happened?
I'm not sure, but it sounded terribly, terribly expensive. I'll have a word with the engine room and see if I can get an estimate. That's odd. They seem to have gone out.
Through the bulkhead, probably.
Well, obviously, it must be our new engineer officer's fault. It's nothing to do with me.
How do you make that out?
Well, the bang was from the downstairs in his bit. Not upstairs in my bit.
That, my lad, completes the evidence for the defence.
Yeah, I say, Jazz, who boomed? My engine room looks like the Natty after a ratings birthday.
Oh, we're terribly sorry, Lieutenant Sharp. We were trying to avoid a sandbank.
Ah, well, I realised something was up when you rang down all those different orders.
What went wrong with the engines?
You confused them, old man. You tried to make them do everything except steam off sideways.
Well, from the size of the bang, I thought was what they had done, sir.
No. I think they were just sulking. I'll know better when the lad, who understands all the mechanical codswallop and things down there, gets back.
Oh, he's not ill again.
Yes, afraid so, old man. Last time I saw him, before he had to nip off to where he usually spends most of his day, he reckoned that the cottage of the cottage pie he had last night should have been condemned, yes.
Lieutenant Sharp, sir, look, yeah? Couldn't you check what's happened to the engine, sir?
I wouldn't like to interfere, you see. The lad knows them, you see. At the moment, I'm just down there to make up the numbers.
Oh, this is ridiculous. You'd think that just now and again, Admiralty had sent us an engineering officer who knew something about engines.
Ah, well, of course, that isn't the way they work, now, is it? I joined as an accountant, but there weren't any vacancies. There weren't any vacancies in that branch, so here I am.
Utterly useless.
How right you are, old man. But I'm learning. Mind you, once the lad gets back and tells me what's gone wrong, I'll be able to tell you how much it'll cost to repair.
Very comforting, I'm sure.
Lieutenant Sharp.
Yes, sir?
Kindly make sure that the sea boat is ready for us to explore that island on the starboard side.
Yes.
And let me have a report on the state of the engines as soon as we get
back. Right, everything under control, sir.
Wait for it.
My hoopoo again. Just one more tiny point, sir.
Well?
Which way is the engine room, sir? Completely forgotten.
With luck, sir, what's left of it should be downstairs next to the servants' quarters.
Oh, much obliged, all right. Hey, just a minute, we've met before. Don't tell me, I've got it. 5 minutes to go up here, right?
That's right, sir.
I thought so. No, I get a face. Downstairs, you say. Right, they're off. Keep up the good work. Cheerio, sir.
Chief.
Sir.
I think perhaps you'd better get the sea boat lowered. At least you know where it's stored.
Aye, sir. What for?
I told you. We're going over to that island. Just in case our engines need any serious repairs, it might be as well to see what facilities there are over there.
Sir. I mean, suppose it's infested with cannibals and Bronte saucers and terrible dactyls and other sundry unpleasantnesses.
Very well, we'll take the padre, in case we need someone to chat up the witch doctor.
Oh, very handy. If he loses the argument, he'll be the soup and we'll be the second course. No, it's nice of you to ask, sir, but thanks all the same. I'll stay here, sir. Enjoy your float about, sir. Ta-da, sir.
Chief.
You get the sea boat launched, I'll get the others. And you are coming with us.
Oui. Aye, aye, sir. I was afraid I was.
Well, that settles it. We've marched all over this ghastly island, such as it is, and there isn't a soul on it.
Yeah, and if there ever was, I, for one, don't blame them for hopping off out of it.
I'll never get to Forbodia. I know I won't. You've done this deliberately to stop me joining the diplomatic service. This was just a start. In a few months, Admiral Povey, naval attaché in Bonn. Then Henry Povey, MBE, First Secretary, RN retired. And later, who knows, Sir Henry Povey, KCMG. And what happens? Thanks to you idiots, I'm stuck on an atoll forever. Captain Povey, M-U-G.
Yeah, you could be right, actually, sir. Mr. Phillips, where's the sea boat, sir?
Hmm?
The sea boat, sir?
Oh, I tied it to that tree.
Yes, sir?
No, it must have been to that tree. No, just a minute. No, I must have tied it to, I don't think I feel very well.
That is all I needed.
Ew, how splendid to hear of a fellow shipmate who is satisfied with his lot. So many of us today are in a wilderness of material gain, which can only lead each and every one of us unto disaster. Therefore, let us put asunder, yes, put asunder, the idea of seeking unto ourselves the chance of copping a fast buck. Let us go forth together and gird our lower regions in the interest of...
Padre.
Yes, Chief?
We had all that lot last Sunday, sir.
Oh, I thought last Sunday was fishers and loaves.
That's the Sunday before, Padre. It started all right, but it ended up with you telling us how to make a fish paste sandwich.
That's right, and I went straight back to my cabin and made one.
You would. Now, what are we going to do?
swim for it, sir?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's far too far.
In any case, I haven't got my costume.
Neither have I.
Let's swim for it.
They must have been giving him too much red meat just lately.
If I'm crying out loud, will somebody send a distress signal to the ship so they can send another boat across?
Yes. Yeah, well, that might be a touch difficult, sir. You see, the very light pistol... It's in the sea boat, sir.
I might have known.
Here, I say, I just checked in my Sea Scout's diary. If anyone is interested, I think I know what happened to that sea boat.
Frankly, Mr. Phillips, judging from the expressions of the faces of the rest of the congregation, it would appear unto me and unto them that you have dropped a dirty great clangor. A dirty great clangor.
How right you are, Padre. Mr. Phillips,
sir,
make a fire. And we'll signal with that.
Smoke signals, I presume, sir. I wonder if Mr. Phillips' Sea Scout diary tells us how to send heap important navy blue white man and friendly braves need magic floating canoe over here at the double.
Grantchason, any more funny marks like that and you will swim over to the ship without a costume.
Sorry I spoke.
I'll bet you are.
Mr. Phillips, instead of going... Get that fire going.
Aye, aye, sir. Now, can somebody lend me a box of matches?
I'm afraid one's lighter has turned it in, sir. Its wick is a thing of the past, and its flint is not what it was either.
I'm afraid, I don't smoke, so I don't carry matches.
Mine are on the ship.
If chaps were meant to smoke, they would have been born with chimneys in their heads. So, I don't partake.
Charming. Now what do I do? Heather?
I've given them up.
I see. Well, that's it then, isn't it? Light a fire, they say. Make signals. Get the boat here at the double, they say. Well, this is where my Sea Scout diary comes into its own. Without it, you'd all be stranded. I'll just rub two sticks together and save the lot of you.
There's a lovely light, sir. There's a lovely light. Come on, get a move on, sir. Get a move on because there's smoke coming out of Trout Bridge's funnel, so presumably the engines are working again. And I'd hate them to steam off without us.
What? Lummy, you're right. Perhaps they're trying to send a message to us. I wonder what it says.
Message reads, as far as I can see, Mr. Phillips, puff, 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 lump of soot, puff, puff, puff.
Oh, don't bother, Padre. I'll get our fire going and I'll puff back at them.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Never mind Forbodia. I'll never even see Portsmouth again with you lot. Follow me, all of you, into my office. Oh, I shan't forget this in a hurry. Thanks to you lot, I've spent 3 weeks in a floating ant heap, and I've never drunk so much coconut soup and eaten so much coconut rabbit in my life.
It wasn't my fault, sir. My Sea Scout diary let me down. You can't get a fire by rubbing two sticks together.
Now, what did you get?
Well, if you must know, sir, blisters.
He also got an incredible amount of static electricity up his elbows, which didn't do him any good at all.
Worse than the red meat?
Ooh, far worse. He wanted to play hide me and seek me behind the hibiscus.
What she didn't realize was that the next hibiscus right behind was me.
Oh, shut up the lot of you. Now, in here at once.
Thanks very much, sir.
Of all the incompetent, stupid, scatterbrained fools I've known in my life, good morning, Apple.
there you are, Pervy. Oh, thank heavens you're safe. My word, what a narrow escape. Oh, what a relief.
Admiral, what's he talking about?
It's your astute move, sir.
The British Embassy in Forbodia was blown to bits by terrorists a week ago. Fortunately, everybody else was away, so if he'd been there, Povey would have been the only one who copped it.
No!
Oh, do stop doing that to me. Now, my congratulations to all of you, particularly you, Commander Marion, Lieutenant Phillips. Without your clever ruse of hiding on that deserted island, we might have well lost a gallant officer.
Oh, it was nothing, sir.
Just a few blisters and a lot of coconut soup.
Ah, now you're being too modest.
There was nothing of the sort, sir. They ran me aground, and then they lost the seaboat, and then they couldn't signal Troutbridge, and then they...
That'll do, Povey, that'll do. Now, don't try to grab all the kudos for yourself. Incidentally, while I've been waiting for you, I've been looking through all that stuff in your in tray. My word, Povey, you're all behind. So, as you're still breathing and haven't been blown to bits, get on with it, Povey, Ovey. Get on with it, Povey. Get on with it. Get on.
Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips have been Running Aground in the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the CO, John Pertwee was the Chief Petty Officer and Vice Admiral Buttonshaw, Leslie Phillips was the Sub-Lieutenant, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Lieutenant Sharp was Tenniel Evans, and the Padre was played by Michael Bates. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.